This is The Headline with Brandon Waltons, where we talk about the biggest stories from across Texas.
It's been 1 week since Roe v. Wade is overturned. What does it mean for Texas, and what are the next steps for the pro-life movement? Plus, in Tarrant County, a citizen finds himself in the crosshairs of bureaucrats. I'm Brandon Waltons, and this is The Headline. Well, hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on The Headline. It's hard to believe, but just 1 week ago, the landmark abortion case, Roe versus Wade, was finally overturned by the Supreme Court. Now, I will say, to lift the curtain back a little bit for y'all, we filmed this show Friday mornings, literally right after we filmed the show, we had that decision come out. So I know some of y'all wondered why we didn't talk about it last week, but we're definitely going to be talking about it this week and what it means for Texans. And joining us right now, we've got the new president of Texas Right to Life, Dr. John Seago, joining us. John, thanks for joining. And first of all, is this real? Is abortion now illegal in Texas?
Yeah, Brandon, you're right. It's been a wild week since the Supreme Court ruled, but right now, abortion is illegal in Texas. In a couple of weeks, we're going to see a new law and some new language take effect. But right now, the reality is that elective abortion is illegal in Texas, and there's nothing that the left can do to change that fact.
Wow. Well, I have seen, some people who have been confused because there were some headlines in some of the newspapers about a court decision in Harris County that said, oh, well, maybe that made abortion legal, at least for a few weeks in Texas. Is that not your read of things?
No. So what we saw is we kind of have layers of law when it comes to abortion. And so we had this pre-Roe statute that was passed back in actually the 20s in Texas, and it made abortion illegal. That was actually the subject of the Roe v. Wade case. The Supreme Court was looking at this old Texas law. Now, as Texans, we never repealed that law. We kept that law in effect. And actually, when we passed a lot of pro-life legislation in the meantime, like the Texas Heartbeat Act, we reiterated, we've never repealed that old law. It is still on the books and valid. It's just that Texas was, blocked from enforcing that law. So with the Supreme Court ruling, now there's no more block, and Texas can fully enforce that pre-Roe statute. Court in Harris County did is they came in and gave a couple of clinics a temporary restraining order and saying that you're not going to be prosecuted under this old law from these specific DAs, these specific government officials. But even that temporary restraining order doesn't change the underlying fact that abortion is illegal. And if you're not covered by that temporary restraining order, you could actually be prosecuted for breaking that law. Now, there's another reason I think that it's extremely dangerous for the abortion industry to just continue business as usual. But the fact is, no liberal judge can undo that old law at this point. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to see the trigger law take effect, and that's going to be even clearer, updated language. So the reality is that the industry is just trying to hang on to straws right now to claim some kind of victory, but there's really no way for them to win.
Yeah, and I think, and we've seen the Attorney General Ken Paxton say pretty much as much about that ruling from Harris County or that move. Looking forward, this is a moment that I think a lot of people who have been watching this fight, who have been in this fight, maybe they hoped that this day would come, that Roe v. Wade would be overturned, but it kind of seemed abstract, right? Like this, maybe it would be this moving target. Maybe the day would never actually come. We're now here. So the next question I have that I've gotten from a lot of people is, well now what? What's the next frontier, right, in this fight for life?
Yeah, no, it is funny because it's kind of like the dog finally caught the car. And so some pro-lifers are not prepared. But at Texas Right to Life, we've been working on what would it actually look like if abortion was illegal in Texas, if it was on our books a crime. And there's three big priorities for us now moving forward. But the first is actually enforcing our law. I mean, Brandon, you know well that just because something is on our books, something is in law, doesn't mean that it's actually being stopped. We have, plenty of laws that are just being blatantly ignored or neglected. to be enforced. And so that's really going to be the most immediate pressing job for the pro-life movement, is to make sure that our pro-life laws are enforced. We've already seen a half a dozen district attorneys come out and say they refuse to prosecute if anyone's breaking the pro-life laws. So they could have an OB-GYN right in their city that is, you know, advertising illegal abortions, and that district attorney's not going to do anything about it. And we also have international companies that are advertising to Texas women, hey, don't worry about your laws. Order these abortion-inducing drugs online. We'll mail them directly to you, directly to your dorm room. So these are enforcement issues. We have the law that we want, and now we have to make sure we have the tools for enforcement. And thankfully, the Republican Party of Texas Convention, in their legislative priority on about abolishing abortion, we added language that we need to adopt these tools to enforce our law, because abortion could be illegal, but Texas is not abortion free yet. We have to fully enforce our law, and we're looking at a lot of policies to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know it's it's an amazing moment to celebrate, but certainly there's a lot of work to do going forward, and we'll be interested to see what the legislature does in order to strengthen those things. Thank you so much, John, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Our next story takes us to Tarrant County, where a Fort Worth realtor, Chandler Crouch, has been helping people appeal their property tax appraisals for years and for free. Now that has put him in the crosshairs of a potential smear campaign up there, Robert Montoya, our investigative journalist, has covered this story now extensively. Robert, thank you for joining. Real quick, big picture, what is happening in Fort Worth?
Well, what we have here is a case of a bureaucrat targeting a private citizen and abusing taxpayer resources to do it. As you said, you know, Crouch has helped tens of thousands of homeowners appeal their property tax appraisals for free. Well, last year, Randy Armstrong, a bureaucrat at the Tarrant Appraisal District, filed four complaints against Chandler to the Texas Department of Licensing and Registration. Mm-hmm. In our investigation, we uncovered a record showing that Mr. Armstrong did this using his own official title, making it appear as though he was acting in official capacity mm-hmm. on behalf of the appraisal district.
And what do these actual complaints look like? I mean, is there any substance to the complaint?
Well, Crouch himself said a few of them all, but very disturbingly, Mr. Armstrong asked the Department of Licensing and Registration to go after Crouch's free speech rights, saying he shouldn't be allowed to make these allegations or complaints against TAD about how they set homeowners' taxable values for their properties.
Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about Crouch, I mean, he offers this service for free. That means he's helped thousands, right? I mean, thousands of cases, right?
Yes. I mean, in 2021 alone, according to TAD's own records, Crouch protested over 21,000 appraisals for homeowners. Again, all for free, all because even though he's a realtor, he felt a calling of trying doing something to give back to the community. And a lot of people are very, very thankful to him.
Mm-hmm. What has been the reaction from, so Randy Armstrong, he is an employee of the appraisal district, but what has been the reaction so far from the board?
Right, so the TAD board, which, just so people can know, the board, the voting members of the appraisal districts in your area, you don't directly vote for them. Mm-hmm. You indirectly do, because you vote for your city council members, school board members, county commissioners, and they vote who gets to sit on that board.
Okay.
Well, initially, the TAD board denied any knowledge of this. And yesterday, they called an emergency meeting to discuss the matter because an attorney Crouch had hired to represent him sent them a letter asking them to take action on this. Now, reportedly, the TAD board, we weren't able to go in, unfortunately. In fact, it's been widely reported the TAD board may have violated the Texas Open Meetings Act, because not only weren't we allowed in, but also many of the citizens who came to speak in support of Crouch, they weren't allowed in either.
Yeah, there was a lot. I mean, looking at some of the photos and accounts from people there, this is probably, at least for me, the most people I've seen go to an appraisal district board meeting, especially from a grassroots perspective.
Yeah, TAD board member Rich Diott reportedly said that the number of people attended was unprecedented. Uh-huh. Now, as far as action, again, it's been reported that the TAD board decided to contact the Texas Department of Licensing and Registration, apparently to distance themselves from this, saying, this is not us, we're not going after Crouch. But as far as taking any punitive action against Armstrong, we've not heard anything yet.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see what their next move is. I know that there's a lot of grassroots pressure, and we're going to continue covering it. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you very much.
Well, mark your calendars for July 6th. Texas Scorecard has a new show coming to our platforms. Check out this preview of The Cambry Show.
Hi, I'm Cambry, and we are going to go on a journey together.
It is right or it is wrong. That doesn't change.
I'm a born and bred Texan. I've lived in Texas almost all my life, but about 7 years ago, we chose to move to California. And wow, talk about an experience there. I got involved in politics locally. I did a lot of activism locally in California and national. But it came to a point where California was so out of control that we had to come back home. So I started asking my friends and family, are you aware of what's going on in the educational system? They said no. I started asking mothers, are you aware that there's pornography in our schools? And no. So I decided that it's time to make people aware of what's happening in Texas. So when I say this is a journey, this really is a journey because I don't know what I'm gonna stumble upon, but I want you to be informed of what's happening in your backyard so you can be aware. You can start asking the same questions that I started asking because you deserve it, our children deserve it, and the state of Texas deserves it. So I will see you down the road.
And you won't want to miss going on that journey with her. Again, The Cambry Show starts July 6th next week. You're not going to want to miss it. It's only here at Texas Scorecard. Well, thank you for joining. If you haven't already, if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead, hit like, hit subscribe, hit the bell so you get notifications whenever we're live here at Texas Scorecard with any of our array of programming. We look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for joining.
Thank you for listening to The Headline. You can watch the premiere of The Headline on our website at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you like today's production, please consider subscribing and leaving a review on whatever podcasting platform you listen on.